Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Will at Highland Mills beat the sound on the fan. Will, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Will.
What's up, Will?
I'm disagreeing with you, BT. I don't think retaliation serves any good for either team. With the, you say, pitch him in tight. Just say, Cole tonight comes in tight. Pops the guy in the head.
I mean,
ruins his career.
Are you talking the same tomorrow?
Here you go.
Of course, nobody.
You're right,
come
Will.
Come on, man.
You don't want to lose your career because you hit somebody in the head.
It has happened before, so we're not even laughing at that. Like, people, you know, bless you. Some people have gotten hit, and it's, yeah, of course we're not. I mean, anything's possible. That's why you have to trust a professional pitcher has the ability to place the ball with a certain radius. You know, certain
by the way, that
spot.
Can happen on any pitch.
Of course. That is nowhere near the head. It's clearly below the neck, and message sent, and that's it. I mean, worst case scenarios. That's all we.
Especially Cole now without the spider tack.
You lose the grip.
Worry about
slip
that.
Out of the hands. I know. I'd have to think that is probably not going to happen. I hope it doesn't. You know, but, well, come on. That's weak.
Yeah, that's not a legit. Like, accidents happen. Oh, by the way, Clemens did drill Piazza in the head on purpose, and he got hurt, and it didn't end either of their careers. Knock on wood. We know that it could happen, but that could happen in any second on any pitch. To me, that's not the reason that you don't retaliate. I just would not make it a priority tonight with Cole on the mound against a team that you want to beat. I'll tell you this, though. I wouldn't put it past him. I don't think the Yankees are punks. Boone certainly isn't. I wouldn't be shocked if Cole retaliates. I'm just saying I wouldn't make it a priority.
Hirsch in Valley Stream. Hirsch, what's happening?
Guys, I got a bone to pick with both of you, okay? First, we're going for Sal. Sal, you're saying not tonight. Well, when? It's got to be tonight. It 100%. You want to look like the New York Mets and not do anything and roll over and be cowards? No, you have to go tonight. You have to throw at them tonight, make a statement. Because the truth is, Judge's hand could have just as well been broken as not been broken. And that would have been a freaking disaster for this team.
Wait, what statement are you trying to make, though? Aren't you trying to win the game? Don't you want to see Garrett Cole come back?
No, I'm not saying Gerrit Cole has to go out
By
there.
By the way, you referenced the Mets. What does the hottest team in baseball have to do with this?
No. I'm talking about in the history of the Mets.
What do they have to do with it? You referenced the Mets. I thought you were talking about the hottest team in baseball, but what do they have to do with it?
Sal, don't be so sensitive about the Mets, okay? Relax.
You brought them up. Let me ask you something, Hirsch.
I'm talking about the fact.
Hirsch, you brought up the Mets, right? I didn't bring them up.
That's not my main point, though.
But you brought them up.
They have to throw today. They have to throw them today.
Yeah.
Okay, relax. They have to throw them today, number one. Number two, Cole's going to be out by the fifth inning, fourth inning, whatever it is. Let him go ahead and throw a pitch at that point. And to go on BT's point, please, and I know you don't necessarily mean this, BT, but you have to stop saying up and in. Please, it's irresponsible. There are kids listening who potentially can think of something like that. Stop saying up and in. You want to throw inside, you want to throw the guy's butt, you want to throw at his back, but up and in is not a smart message to send. Okay,
but it's so, I understand that, Hirsch.
But it's
a baseball message, Hirsch. I mean, I'm not sitting here in the middle of Disney, you know, wearing a Pluto outfit saying, welcome to Disney World. This is baseball. It's grown men, dude. I mean, geez.
Where did the Orioles pitch the Yankees? Up and in!
Yeah. Now, I know what he means. Like, up and in is just my way of saying.
You didn't say drill him in the head.
No, I've always differentiated. I've always said below the neck. It must be below the neck. Now, you know,
up and in is up and in. Your chin music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
sorry. Somebody's not going to be really scared if you throw one inside of his ankles.
Or hit him in the butt. What's the point of that? Sean Estes did that. To your point, Hirsch, about the Mets. Do you want to look like the Mets and hit somebody in the rear end 3 years later for retaliation? It doesn't work like that. Up and in. Chin music. That's the sport. Nobody's saying hurt somebody on purpose. They do wear helmets. You're not trying to hit a guy in the head or hit him in the face, God forbid. No, you don't want that. They went up and in on Aaron Judge. That's where the pitch was. Up and in on Gleyber Torres. That's where you go. Up and in. God. You hit him in the butt or hit him in the legs. What does that send? Pitching up and in is what's effective.
Yeah. And you know, it's effective now, but it's also, I think this is the whole point, residually effective. Because now that they know, all right, well, these guys are going to push back a little bit here. And even if it's just, you know, barely quantifiable in terms of how less confidently or deeply, I should say, one of those Orioles digs into the batter's box later in the game, later in the series, later in the season, in October. That could be advantage Yankees. And all these little things add up. I just think it's, you know what it is, Sal? I think it's a checkpoint for the 2024 Yankees. I think they are a couple of bridges and a couple of tolls that you need to cross to get to the World Series and be crowned champions. And, you know, they left the home. They're past the side streets. They're on one of the parkways, whether it's Meadowbrook, whether it's 280, whether it's the Belt. I mean, traffic everywhere. But they're on one of those parkways, and now they're approaching a toll. Got to pay a toll. Not a big toll, but you have to pay a toll, all right? And the tolls that you pay, really, it's a requirement to be the team that every Yankee fan expects them to be and certainly aspires them to become champions. And it's inherently in champions to take control of situations like this. Not like thugs, not in a dangerous cavalier way, in a baseball way.
Right.
You police this the way you need to police your best. I need to say this again. Don't react to the result. The imaging was favorable. We could be sitting here today at 12:15 on a Wednesday lamenting the fact that Aaron Judge is out for 2 months like Mookie Betts. He's not. Now do something about it.
The biggest issue that I have, even after watching the replay over and over again, is that the Yankee players who I heard from last night, Verdugo and Soto specifically, said that it wasn't on purpose. Do I think the Orioles went to hit Judge and hurt his hand on purpose? No. But that pitch was up and in. Up and in.
Yep.
On purpose to keep Judge from being comfortable in the box.
Yeah.
Stepping in on one.
Which, by the way, is the only way you can get him out. I got no problem with that. But when you hit him now, you hit him.
But the Yankees, and I do think that they're, like, I know Boone is going to have an issue with it. And I know Judge had an issue with it. I was surprised to hear Soto and Verdugo. And maybe they were just saying that because they didn't want to cause any problems. But that was a purpose pitch, not to hurt or injure.
Yep.
There's a difference. Clemens purposely tried to knock Mike Piazza out,
mm-hmm.
and he did. He didn't go up, and then he hit him in the head. This was a purpose pitch to go up in and on Judge to let him know, don't be so comfortable. You could say, we do think he purposely went in on him. Not like, oh, when you do go up in and you run the risk of hitting somebody in the hands.
That's true.
Or potentially worse.
Yeah.
The Orioles didn't give a crap.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't think it was up and in, look at it again. When the ball literally makes contact with his pinky near the knob, his hand is right at the NY, literally at the NY. So think about how high that is. He's 6'8". That's high.
And watch it again. We've watched it 100 times here. It's on replay. SNY is showing it. We're watching the Yankee actual replay before on YES. If you watch it in comparison to where the catcher is and where normal pitches are thrown,
yeah.
It's clearly up and in on purpose.
There's no question about that.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Let me get Brian Islip, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on, Brian? How are you?
Hey, love your guys' opinion on this. The Yankees are never going to retest. The last guy, I mean, you mentioned Roger Clemens. He was one that could do that. Graham Lloyd was one that could do that. But nobody on this team, it took Don Zimmer to stand up to Pedro, you know, when he used to do that stuff. Yeah. There's nobody. They're never going to do it. I love where you're at, and they should do it, and I completely agree with you, but
yep.
This is the wrong franchise. You come to this team to get paid, to win a championship,
well,
to be clean-cut, to be nice.
Well,
Odor was the last guy that he knocked down Bautista, and he was on the Rangers. He
that was crazy.
Because he became Mother Teresa, you know?
They're
not going to do it.
You are leaving somebody out, and that somebody, if he was on this Yankee team and he was on the mound last night or tonight, would have taken care of business immediately. CeCe. So you mentioned Clemens and Graham Lloyd coming in from the bullpen with the Armando Benitez-Tino situation back in 98, I believe that was. No. If CeCe Sabathia's toeing the rubber tonight, somebody's getting drilled.
I think Cole's going to do it.
I know, I do too.
Yeah,
so at least a purpose pitch to let them know you can't do it so cavalierly anymore.
Right,
you just can't.
There's a couple of different conversations. Should they do it, and then will they do it?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't look at the Yankees as being soft like I used to at certain times.
They looked pretty soft last night. What? They didn't do anything about it.
My biggest issue last night, Cortez did throw up and in.
That wasn't. Right, that was like
so
a half-ass up and in. He didn't want to do it.
Fine. But my biggest issue with them is that they seem so comfortable to just say, we don't think they were really trying to hit Judgey on purpose. That was my issue. Because you should have a problem with the way that they pitched to Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Not threw at him with the intent to injure, because I don't think that they did, but the way that they pitched to him clearly should not be acceptable to everybody in that clubhouse. So that's my only issue, but I think the Yankees are going to retaliate. And if it's not tonight, it is going to be at some point. They will not let this go. They're going to beat the Orioles on the field, and they will retaliate. I really believe Boone, Judge, and even Cole, if it weren't his first start of the year, I'd say definitively they are going to retaliate.
Yep.
I don't know because of that. So maybe they're like, hey, we'll get back at them. We got plenty more times. Let's not do it tonight and do something stupid right away.
I'm doing it at 7:07. That's what I'm doing it. I mean, think about this.
You think they will right out of the gate?
I don't know if he'll do it right out of the gate. I do believe at some point, I believe, not fully convicted in this, but within the first inning, there will be a pitch from Gerrit Cole that at least on the lowest level of gratification, that's not even really the word I'm mm-hmm. looking for, but Yankee fans feeling as if, okay, something enough, that's good enough for now. I believe something of that caliber happens in the first inning.
Okay.
I do. 888-808-1019 BT.
Oh, boy. Scared the hell out of me, by the way.
It does. It's just jarring. He loves doing
Sorry.
It.
Sorry.
What do we got?
There's a trade.
What sport?
Hockey.
Ugh. Whatever.
Rangers?
But a local team.
Okay. Devils get a goalie finally?
They did.
Well,
Jacob Markstrom. Right. Jacob Markstrom from the Flames.
Is he good?
No.
Is he good?
He's okay. He's mid.
Yeah, he's mid. But they only need mid with their offense.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that kind of is a big move, and
wow.
I just wanted to end the segment. So.
Yeah, well.
Okay, well, but instead you belabored the segment. You tacked on 90 minutes, so you actually made us more late. Appreciate that, huh? Oh, the producer. 888-808-1019. We love how BT and Sal on the Fan.